Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
America needs spiritual revival. All of our issues, economic and otherwise, really are derived from a moral foundation or a lack thereof. And that is only rebuilt by a spiritual revival. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to discuss this issue. Matt, when we look back here at the founding of America, the American Revolution was preceded by a spiritual revival. It was preceded by the Great Awakenings that happened in Europe and also here in this country. And those spiritual, foundational, revival moments in history gave birth to the civil body politic that we now know as the United States of America that provides this freedom. But it is based first and foremost on a spiritual foundation.
Yeah, you know, Matt, our nation right now is divided to a level that I believe we haven't seen since the mid-1800s, frankly, around the time of the Civil War. And people kind of labor under the misconception that this is a political divide, that it's a great political divide and that there's political warfare going on between two parties, that it's somehow a partisan thing. That's not what it is. Really, isn't what we're talking about here spiritual warfare? Doesn't it all stem from a spiritual source?
Yeah, what brought the founders together was their commonality in a Judeo-Christian worldview and the spiritual revival that was being preached from the pulpits and experienced in the communities. You know, we can win political battles, we can win political elections, but at the end of the day, they have no long-lasting effect unless at the very bottom and the foundation is a spiritual renewal and a spiritual revival. You know, people came to this country because of religious freedom. Revival broke out in Europe, and it came to the United States, and it's that spiritual revival that ultimately gave birth to liberty. And in fact, if you look at, for example, in communist Russia, former USSR, in that time frame, when communism came in and the tyrannous government, the oppressive regime came in, what did they first do? One of the things they first did is they went after religion. They went after their churches, and they turned the churches into museums. Why? Because that Christian, that Judeo-Christian worldview foundation was antithetical to a tyrannous communist regime in the USSR. What we need is not just short-term political victories. What we need is not short-term political politicians that we like getting into office. What we need is a spiritual revival. And from that, people then vote values. And that spiritual revival changes people's minds and hearts and thinking and worldview. It translates into your local community, into our country, and into the nation.
Well, the secular progressive slash neo-Marxist view is that was, I think, pretty well articulated by Karl Marx himself when he said religion is the opiate of the masses, and he pushed for the banishment of all religious expression. We see that with the secularists here in the United States trying to push to the margins any free religious expression in this country, and that again is a spiritual battle. It appears in various political battles that we see carried out, but ultimately it's spiritual. And if we're ever going to see America return to her roots and be anything like it, our founders intended, the free nation, the constitutional republic that we are today, there is not a political cure for that. There's not a partisan cure for that. We have to have a third great awakening. We're going to have spiritual Christian revival. And isn't it, Matt, the pastors who are the ones who are going to have to, from the pulpit, lead that spiritual revival? They'll call it political, but it's spiritual, isn't it?
Yeah, I think the pastors have the ultimate responsibility. It comes down to all believers. You can't really put it solely on the pastor, but the pastor is going to be judged by a more strict standard because of their leadership role. James 3 says, don't let many of you become teachers because you will be judged by a stricter standard. And consequently, I think that's where pastors need to be considering their role as the leaders of the flock, to preach biblical truth to their communities and to speak boldly of Christ and his claims on our life. Now, Liberty Council has been involved in encouraging and mobilizing pastors through our Pastors and Patriots Initiative. We believe that it's critical that pastors and churches and people of faith get involved, and that revival begins with the church, with God's people. And so we've been encouraging that through our Pastors and Patriots Initiative. You can go to pastorsandchurches.org, which is one of our websites, pastorsandchurches.org, where we have that and more information. We also have the Who Will Stand rallies, where we're going around the country encouraging people to get out and exercise and advance their Judeo-Christian values in the marketplace. You can go to one of our websites, pastorsandchurches.org, for more information about our pastor rallies, our pastor meetings, and our Who Will Stand rallies, and we're going to continue those into the future. They're not just centered around elections, because we want people to exercise and extend their biblical values all year round, 365 days a year, whether it's during elections or whether it's an issue that comes up before the school board or the city or county council in your communities. Those Judeo-Christian values matter, and we cannot be silent. We also have The Awakening, and I encourage you to go to theawakeningusa.org, theawakeningusa.org. That is an annual event that we host, and we bring in speakers from all around the country to address our Judeo-Christian values of life, liberty, and freedom. You can go to theawakeningusa.org for more information. It is a very inspiring and great event to participate in, because it combines, really, Matt, this spiritual with the civic responsibility. It really is both the combination. It's not just a spiritual event. It's not just a political event. In fact, it's really not political at all. It's really about our Christian and Judeo-Christian values.
Yeah, I really want to encourage people to make plans to come to this event. This is the fourth or the fifth annual, I'm trying to remember.
This will be the fourth annual.
Fourth annual Awakening Conference. It'll be again in...
This will be in Orlando. It's going to be in Orlando in 2015, and we're going to have it every year. You can always go to theawakeningusa.org for this upcoming event. I encourage you to learn more about it and to begin registering and make plans to be at the Awakening in 2015.
And we have to have an awakening, a spiritual awakening in this country, Matt. I mean, what does our country look like in 20 years if we continue on this current trajectory? If we don't have spiritual awakening, we see what's happening in Greece. We see what's happening in Europe with this Euro-socialism and the mass migration of Islam into the European nations. That the Islamists certainly understand the idea of an Islamic awakening, if you will. What happens if we don't get back to our roots and have a Christian awakening in this country?
Well, I think we lose America. You go back to George Washington in the Second Farewell Address. He said that the twin pillars of America were religion and morality. Anybody who undermines those values, those twin pillars, are not American. They're not patriotic, he said. And when he's speaking about religion, he's speaking about Judeo-Christian religion that ultimately gives the foundation for morality, that ultimately is the ingredient for success in this republic that we have called the United States of America.
Well, in fact, he impugned the patriotism of those who would dare to subvert those twin pillars, those necessary pillars, religion and morality, that have to hold up a government. He said a government, a free government that recognizes the inherent sanctity of life and the right, the unalienable rights given us by our Creator, that if anyone undermines morality and religion in the Judeo-Christian context, that they cannot even claim the mantle of patriot.
Yeah, they're non-patriotic. They're unpatriotic. So you can go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org, for information about how you can get involved. You can also visit pastorsandchurches.org. You can order David Barton's book, Original Intent, and many other resources that we have available at lc.org. Or call us today on our toll-free number. Again, go to lc.org for more information. I encourage you to visit our online store and find resources that can help you be involved in not only knowing your Christian and Judeo-Christian values, but how you can exercise them. Voting is one way to do it, obviously, but it's not the only way. We need a spiritual revival in America. 2 Chronicles 7:14, we've heard it so many times, is true. if God's people will humble themselves, repent, turn from their wicked way, seek his face, then God will hear from heaven, forgive our sins, and heal our land. And it begins with God's people humbling themselves, repenting, and seeking him. That's what we desperately need in America. We need revival in America. Be a part of the solution, not part of the problem. We see in the time of Esther, God can turn things around 180 degrees, and it began with his people praying. For more information, visit our website, lce.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.